Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How
Hi,
are
Jenna.
You?
I'm great. It feels like it's been ages.
I know. We missed you.
It feels like yonks.
Labor weekend.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk about a great book that I read over the weekend called Moderation by Elaine Costello.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may have come across Elaine Costello before. She was here in 2019 for the Auckland Writers Festival, and she's written another novel called America Is Not the Heart, and also a collection of essays called How to Read Now. So she's she's a Filipino-American writer from the Bay Area. And this is her new book called Moderation. It's got a really great cover, right?
Yeah, I like this cover a lot.
Which also, like, once you hear a bit more about what's in it, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay.
This is a novel set in Vegas.
Awesome.
Our main character is, this isn't her real name, but she's known as Girly through the whole book, which I love. She's in her 30s. She's a Filipinx American content moderator at a tech company.
Okay.
Her family grew up in the Bay Area, well, lived in the Bay Area as Filipino, in a Filipino community, but after the GFC in 2008 financial crisis,
mm-hmm.
Adjustable rate mortgages and buying lots of homes and then it all crashing,
mm-hmm.
they all end up together in Vegas living in one house.
Wow.
And Costello talks about how this is like the American dream exploding,
mm-hmm.
and the re-immigration of Filipino people from like elsewhere to another place within America because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, she's this content moderator, so she looks at some effed up shit and
mm-hmm.
flags it all
yeah.
in, and
oh, that's a crazy
and
job,
it's kind of
eh?
This really creepy, awful job. But she gets this opportunity to move into a new tech company
mm-hmm.
as also working as a moderator, because she's really good at her job. She's really, really good, and she's been working at it for a lot longer than other people have.
Mm.
And this new company is in the VR space, so virtual reality space. So the best way to describe it, there's a couple of like TV references, I think, but within the Office framework, I think of a bit Severance-y and that little dystopian. But then also when I think of the VR space that she works in, it makes me think of Westworld. Think of that, but VR. So there's these worlds where people can pay or like sign up, subscribe to go in and like experience historical things like a kind of Viking like stuff, but
okay.
they need moderators within those worlds as well, because you know, did you guys watch Westworld, how like people go in with like where they could be their worst selves potentially,
right.
So this is this kind of world that she lives in. It's and it makes sense, and it's like what's after TikTok, like within that space. So the tech really catches this blurry lines of ethics. The tech company that she works in is a conglomeration of three tech companies, and one of them potentially like had this idea of like good tech, like it was in the therapeutic space, but then they've been overtaken by someone else, and then maybe those good feelings of what good tech can do has just merged into bad tech, where it's like advertising, collecting data, etc. Maybe what's actually already happening in our lives. This is Girly working through this this life, and she's again really good at it. This book is not only like a kind of techie sci-fi, it's also a romance.
Who could have seen that coming?
I know. It was like
romance.
Quite a beautiful, like Austen-esque
desired
building hot romance, which I really enjoyed, because you kind of like, I don't think this is when you describe it as Austen-esque, which you can get from the cover. So it's this like Regency painting, but then it's kind of glitching on the cover.
Yeah.
it's kind of like really wholesome and beautiful, and Girly, who's just like completely switched off from all of that, finds her desire again. So which reminds me of The Ministry of Time by Kellyanne Bradley, who's actually on the, and she was at the Writers Festival this year. She's on the cover, and I haven't read Tomorrow, but people say if you like that book, you will like this book. So all of this, there's so much going on. Castillo's writing's really full, like the chapters are long. You hear about everything. It's not zipping through. You hear about like sub characters' deep thoughts, and so it's really rich and kind of a bulging great book, but easy to read. And it's saying so much. Like it's so recognizable in our world today, and like how you know, the tech kind of leading to fascism essentially. So I really, really enjoyed it. It was a great, I think this would be a great summer read for someone. I what else can I say about it? I just think she's a really smart writer, and she's really on the pulse, like of what's happening at the moment. And what I really enjoyed reading about was the Filipino experience in America. I feel like that's not talked about so much, but like there's so many crossovers with like the outsourcing of tech labor in the Philippines, and so there's really smart stuff going on.
Cool.
So it's like, it's when The Ministry of Time came out last year with Kellyanne Bradley's book, we would try and describe it to customers and be like, there's so many different genres in this book, like it's kind of got a bit of something for everyone. And I would really, I really think people should read it. I think it's just fun. But then also this like serious darkness. But so maybe you can take something from that.
Yeah, it's quite hard to take a theme like tech ethics or social media, or those really current themes, and make it work like that. Like sometimes when you read a book or you watch TV and someone mentions social media or the pandemic or something, it's like, ugh, cringe.
I know. And you're
it sounds like it does it really well in a way that's equally like current and dystopian, but also real and has elements of humor and stuff in there.
Yeah, that's right, there is elements of humor, and there actually are, there's been a few books over the year of those kind of like gray area messy girl books where they are like comments moderators on Facebook and stuff, but this takes it a lot further.
It's interesting to hear like a book with a kind of future setting in a way that is probable, you know. Some of the futuristic books are kind of like oh, you know, is that going to happen? But this one is just like,
oh, it is happening.
It is happening already.
And what why will we need to leave our houses soon? And maybe she there may not be reasons, but I think like I really loved reading about the therapy aspect of tech and the good parts of tech in that too, because it is such a grey area. And you know, it's like with all good things, maybe in good intentions, the capitalism and money takes over and takes you down a dark road, which, you know, is just kind of like a metaphor for how when you think of these VR worlds and how people move around in them, it's just like being on Facebook, which is like kind of a cesspit.
I also really love that the main character's name is Girly, or we just hear of her as Girly, because I just feel like, aren't we all just girlies trying to find love in this fucked up tech dystopia?
I know. and you know, she's such a, and her family are behind her as well, like in such a, you, there's like, it really captures that multi-generational family with the how you're like always all together, always in communication, but not really communicating deeply, and not acknowledging past traumas, or like just like cousin love as well. I love the cousin. There's a really great relationship with a cousin. So yes, I think I just really enjoyed reading this weekend. I wasn't really sure what to expect, and then delved
pleasantly
in and
surprised,
finished it, awesome. And felt great.
Awesome. Very good. We've been talking about Moderation by Elaine Castillo. Is it available? Is it? It says potentially out of stock.
Oh, yeah, I think it's almost back in stock at the shop.
Good.
But just tell us you want it. By the way, it's November. Start thinking about what you want for Christmas. Like, truly, truly, and just tell us so we can put your name against it and order appropriately and restock. And so we've had it in. My sister sold the last few over the weekend, and then there'll be more on the way in soon.
I think this will be a really great Christmas book.
Yeah.
Kind of just
a good summer read.
Yeah. I know. Start making your list, guys. Even if it's for yourself. Because your summer reading pile, gosh, that's such a like epic, sacred for me anyway. Like, just, you know, they've got all got to be really good. So that's what I'm here for, is to like have the best pile.
They've got to be
reading.
Worth it.
Brilliant. Shout out to Paul, who's texted in that they've just finished reading Ministry of Time and loved the Am I Working for the Baddies sub theme.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a lot of crossover with that, and yeah, it's for sure. Or like trying to do good within a bad space, perhaps.
Yeah. Do you think moderator romance tech dystopia novels are going to become a bit more prevalent?
Yeah, probably.
New subgenre.
Yeah,
awesome.
Brilliant. I'm here
but
for
Elaine's
it.
At the forefront at it, and I'm here for that too.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jenna. Always a pleasure to chat books with you, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
See you soon.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.